So these then are the 12 positive links, and these go to make up the spiral trend of conditionality. And we need to study these links too thoroughly. We need to reflect and meditate on them too. And above all, we need to practice them and to cultivate them. Because I've spoken of them as arising, but of course they do not arise of their own accord. We have to cause them to arise one by one by means of our own sustained conscious effort and practice, an effort that has to be kept up over quite a number of years. As I've already mentioned, the 12 positive links are often forgotten, and this means that the spiral type of conditionality is forgotten, and hence there's only a limited, one-sided understanding of the nature of conditionality, and a limited understanding, therefore, of reality so far as this finds expression in the principle of conditionality. But the fact that the 12 positive links are often forgotten as such does not mean that there are no positive spiritual teachings or practices in Buddhism, that there certainly are. We have the 7 factors of enlightenment, some of which actually coincide with some of the positive links. And we have the 6 or the 10 perfections or transcending virtues practiced by the Bodhisattva, and so on. But these are not explicitly connected with the spiral type or spiral mode of conditionality. They're not understood as an expression of the spiral type of conditionality. And hence, there's no understanding of what the path, the spiritual path, the transcendental path is in principle, at least on the positive side. But it's not enough even to understand this. We have to connect the spiral type of conditionality with the cyclical type. We have to connect the 12 positive links with the 12 other links. I'll do this briefly, and then we'll conclude for this morning.